Track every storm.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Every piece of debris that's on the road's edge is a potential piece of debris that's going to fly down the road somewhere else.
Be ready.
We're going to continue to provide relief. We're wired for this.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. It is the 9 o'clock stretch, and it is 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday. We're making the best of it for a lot of us in the listening area. We really dodged a bullet. And for the most part, we've come out of this thing in pretty darn good shape, especially if you compare to some of the folks in South Florida, the tornadic activity. When this beast Milton came on shore last night at Siesta Key, and then it ravaged its way across the state and still left as a, as a level one hurricane. So let's talk to our friend in Tallahassee, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Governor, how did you all fare, and what do you think overall to the response and the preparation for Hurricane Milton?
Well, as you mentioned, I think all things considered, the storm was massive and of course had devastating impacts, but it did weaken before it made landfall. And so some of those initial storm surge predictions that they were looking at were lessened. And, of course, we still had to contend with torrential rainfall, flooding, of course, the heavy winds, and just the overall impact. And the tornadoes, as you mentioned, really were devastating. And so we have a lot to deal with today as the sun came up, and we're starting that process. Of course, the search and rescue was ongoing throughout the night and well into today. But now we've got to get to the business of rebuilding and of course, analyzing all the devastation throughout the state, which is a pretty wide swath, as you know, and as you mentioned, it cut across on both coasts, really suffered quite a bit of damage.
Well, look, nobody wanted any kind of thing happening right on the heels of Helene. I mean, that was devastating enough, especially for folks like in the Big Bend area. And so we felt for those people. Then all of a sudden, we're starting to talk about another storm building and coming our way. The good news from that scenario happening so close together, I think, is that people really paid attention on this one. We got those people off of Florida's west coast. We monitored the traffic on I-75 northbound, and we saw how traffic had kind of normalized for the most part by yesterday. That means the previous days when it was packed, people were doing the right thing. Did you at the state level kind of see things in a similar fashion?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people really, once they saw it get to a Category 5, I think people really started to take it seriously. And we often say, don't get too caught up on whether it's a 3, a 4, or 5. It's going to be a major storm. It's going to have impacts. It's going to have bring with it rain and flooding and all the things that we've become accustomed to here in Florida. So I think when people saw it get up to a 5, I think they really decided to evacuate. I think in our shelters, we had probably about over 80,000 folks throughout all of the counties that had the shelters up and running. And so those are statistics that are heartening for us because people are heeding those orders. And then now we just need them to continue to comply with safety measures and precautions. Stay put, don't go out. There's flooded waters, there's down power lines. You unfortunately see a lot of fatalities occur after the storm because of generator usage, people getting up on ladders and on roofs. And so we want people to be extra cautious and mindful of that challenge and that risk.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, people see a task ahead of them, and they want to get the sooner they get to it, the sooner it's over. But they need to put their health and safety first. Yeah, you mentioned a surge, and that the surge is a big killer. But long before these storms came ashore, we saw what I would call a surge in our home owners' insurance policy rates. How, is the state still working diligently? Can we create more competition? What can we do to bring those rates down?
Yeah, I know that's a concern for a lot of people, obviously not just this morning, but just generally speaking. And I know we've done a lot thus far. We've worked on creating legal reform. We've worked on bringing more insurers into the market, making it more competitive, stabilizing the private market. And then, of course, a big chunk of the folks that are impacted and that will likely have claims are on Citizens, which, as you know, is the state-run insurance. So the legislature, I suspect, is going to want to look at this. I don't know that the governor has said anything today, this morning, specific to insurance. But there's going to be a lot of damage and there's going to be a lot of impact. We're hoping it's less than what we had originally braced for because of how the storm diminished right before it made landfall. But again, for someone that lost their home or someone that has a claim, you know, their house is flooded, it's a tough haul, and they're going to need some assistance, and they're going to need for us to find a way to really continue to build on the foundation that the governor and the legislature worked on over the last couple of years.
Yeah, because, yeah, when these storms, I mean, even if you're, impacted, indirectly and very mildly, you might be happy about that. But we do think about it. We're like, wow, what's going to happen to the cost of insurance now after these two major hurricanes? And so, hopefully those can be addressed effectively for, you know, for all the parties involved, and so that people, yeah, can be made whole after a terrible tragedy. Hey, let me ask you this. FEMA's been criticized, I think, really mostly about their response to North Carolina. What are your thoughts about how FEMA has reacted to these storms? And, the state of Florida appears to be doing their job very well. Can't FEMA just kind of, mimic what we do?
Yeah, well, the governor just shows tremendous leadership, and it starts at the top with him. And he doesn't sit around and wait for FEMA to come in and send the cavalry, because we understand that we need to take care of Floridians, and they're not going to be patient while FEMA's trying to figure out when to send teams or how to process reimbursement claims. We have a great relationship with FEMA, and they've been at the EOC and working with our Division of Emergency Management. We haven't asked for anything from FEMA or from the president himself that they have not granted thus far throughout this storm. But what I'll tell you is the governor recognizes that you sort of need to lead from the front, right? And you can't just sit back and wait. So he does all the things that he needs to do to help Floridians, and he's said it himself. He's the one driving the train. FEMA, we rely on them for support, but at the end of the day, if there's something that we need to provide for Florida residents, we're not going to let red tape and bureaucracy get in the way. We're going to help Floridians in their time of need and make sure they get what they need in an efficient and effective manner.
Yeah, and I guess, if you know, just let us know on a final note, any closing thoughts you have to the folks here in the Sunshine State. Like I said, most of our listening area has been very, very fortunate. So what do you say overall?
Well, I would say to continue to keep the people impacted by both Helene and Milton in your prayers. Of course, if you were not personally impacted and you're willing to donate to our disaster fund, we would greatly appreciate it. That website is floridadisasterfund.org. No contribution is too small, and people are going to need a lot of assistance, and we rely on that fund to supplement what is oftentimes inadequate reimbursements, whether it's insurance or FEMA or flood insurance or whatnot. So if you have the means to donate, we'd really appreciate it. I know we've gotten some big corporate donations, but no donation is too small, and people could really use your help today.
Every difference makes a difference. So we really appreciate it. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, thanks for taking time out. I know you're busy and sharing with us. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you.
All right. 9:14, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. We're staying on top of all of this for you, how it impacts us directly and indirectly, our neighbors to the south, et cetera. And coming up, we're going to have the GRU CEO, Ed Belarski. We'll ask him how GRU and his customers fared and what the future holds in general. We'll talk about all that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.